Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. And we are just thankful for the goodness of the Lord. We're thankful for His kindness on our lives. We're thankful for His resilient, unshakable love towards us. That He never sleeps nor slumbers, and that He's always with us. Amen. And so we just want to be thankful in the Lord tonight. And we just want to join together and worship. And we just want to be thankful for His touch on our life. And so we're just going to step into this time with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's too good to not believe. I've seen it all, so it's living. I've seen it. seen cans of disappear. I've seen men place his home. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts find the faith. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. See cities in revival, salvation blood in the streets. Yes, I know. Yes, I know that he can do it. We'll see cities in revival, salvation blood in the streets. Yes, I know.
There's never a wall that will even come close. Nothing will compare. You're a living hope.
Let us experience
But there's nothing. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing will compare your living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted. Tasted and seen the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and shame is undone. Your presence,
just worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy beyond words, Lord. Hallelujah. Here's a one.
Amen. Thank you for your sweet presence, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Praise God. The Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Do you got any big announcements tonight, babe? Oh, yeah, June 18th.
We have our fencing coming in, but just our regular stuff coming up in May. First Saturday of the month is our women's at 9 o'clock here at the church. And then our third is the men's. Are you still having
yes.
it at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. And we're supposed to be here, men. And we're supposed to be doing some of our own cooking and stuff. So.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah.
That
I've. I've reached out to a couple guys that we got to kind of finalize what we're going to be putting together, amen? Because these guys will want to eat, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. So that's going to be a good time. We thought it'd be nice to just be here in the church for the month of May, and it's going to be good, amen? And I do want to just encourage you again that guy over there, Mr. Jason, is looking for some help to do outreach in the community and stuff. So please, please talk with him and get involved, and let's make sure that we do what we can. Amen? So that'll be a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to take a few minutes. Did we release the children? They're gone. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to take a few minutes to do offering. And tonight I just want you to extend your faith towards God. This is an area where the Lord would love to work on your behalf. The Word of God, in one place, he says, "Prove me now, saith the Lord. Prove me in this area. Let me touch what you have. Let me add my favor and my abundance to your life, and let me rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Loose me in this area so that I can work with you." Amen. And so I just believe that tonight, as we release our faith and we just let God touch this area as we give, he's just going to be blessing upon us, and he's just going to touch what we have. I'll never forget the first year that Regina and I really gave and really knew what we were doing in tithing and offering and stuff like that. It got to the end of the year, And we were trying to figure out, with everything we had done in that year, it seemed like it well exceeded our income. And it was just amazing. And there's just some things that we had done that year that we were like, how in the world were we able to do this? Well, the grace of God will touch what you have and take it farther than what it can go on its own. Amen? So we just want the hand of God to be in your life and just touching you and just bringing blessing upon you. So we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray, God, that as we open our heart in this area of giving and faith, Father God, and worship toward you, Father, that as we release, God, tithes and offerings, Father, Lord, you take our seed and you multiply it. Father, you take what we give you, God, and you touch it. And Father, you add your goodness to our life in this area. And Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness and we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we'll do those at the end. I got a couple prayer requests here. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to do those at the end of service. Praise God. We're going to pray for both Harold and for Mary. And we're just going to jump into the Word here. And we're just going to talk some things tonight about being strong in the Lord. Amen? And we want to look here, and we kind of ended with this, I think, last week, but I just want to start out with it tonight because it's going to begin and just take us into some things. But in Romans 15, verse 1, it says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Praise God. So we find out right there that being strong doesn't mean that you're perfect, hallelujah. And being strong doesn't mean that sometimes you have fears and worries and stresses in this thing called life. But being strong means that you reach into the scriptures and you reach into the realm of faith and you put your trust in Christ and you let him be the foundation of your life, amen? And as we stand on the rock Christ Jesus, we enter into this place where we then are strong. Amen? We weren't strong before. In fact, Romans chapter 5 says that when we were without strength. Amen? Hallelujah. So that means that once we receive God and we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in our life and we start digging into the Word of God and we start going and using our faith and being the just that live by faith, that's what makes us strong, amen? And then we find out that when we are strong in the Lord, we have the ability to stand for others, amen? We have the ability to pray. We have the ability to walk by faith. We have the ability to open up our heart and our life to be able to touch other people with who we are, amen? And so we just want to look at some things tonight according to this because we want to make sure that we understand that we are not strong in ourselves, but we are certainly strong in the Lord. Amen? And one place I want to go here, just because I love this, giving us a core understanding of just who we are and what God has done and how he has created us and how he's moved upon our life and upon who we are as people. And I just want to look in Psalms 139 for a minute, and I want to read some scriptures here starting in verse 13. Psalms 139 verse 13 says, For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I want you to know something tonight, that this should immediately exchange any identity that the world or the devil has tried to press on you. When he's tried to make you feel worthless, when he's tried to make you feel stupid, or people have said comments to you like, you're dumb, you're worthless, you're not anything. Right here we see that the Lord declares and that the Word declares that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. You know, the Lord took his time with who you are, developing you even before you were in your mother's womb. Amen? And I want you to know something, that you are the person that the Lord wants you to be. Praise God. Look what it says here. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. I want you to know something, that the very core of who you are is developed in the Word of God as you walk out your salvation with fear and trembling and discovering who he is and therefore discovering who you are. I want you to know that without fail, our journey requires that we know God. And the way to know him is to know his word. And to make sure that we use the word to guide us in this thing of life. Because as we discover who God is, then I can guarantee you that in that we're able to find freedom. Amen? We're able to find our standing in the grace of God, to no longer be condemned, but to be accepted and to know that you can be at peace with who you are and at peace with life. And as you find that freedom, and the Bible says that when we get saved and when we find the Lord, that we're free indeed, amen? We get liberated, amen? And when we find that freedom from God, then we can start discovering purpose, amen? And we start discovering who we are and what we can do. And we start recognizing, and if you don't know this, that the Lord says that there's anointing in the word. Amen? And there's anointing that comes on you to help you become who you are in the Lord. I couldn't be a great husband if I wasn't anointed to be one. Hallelujah. Praise the Jesus. Amen? I couldn't be a good father, amen, unless I was anointed to be one. And I want you to know that the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost works in every area of our life so that we can be who we're supposed to be. I want you to know that we should never be just going on our own power and our own strength and just trying to see what we can do in our own selves. Fearfully and wonderfully made you are in the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want to go here. Praise the Lord. to the book of Luke. Where am I going in Luke? Luke chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think I'm going to start reading somewhere here around verse 22. Yep. And in Luke 12, 22, it says, "And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. Life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse or barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls?" See, we need to discover the value God has on us. Amen? We need to really sit back and remember that it's not for the cows, and it's not for the mountains, and it's not for any other creation that God was willing to send his son for, but he was willing to send him for us. And we have to remember that God places a value on us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. He wants to work in our life. He says, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit?" Boy, you know, we spend a lot of time worrying and a lot of time being anxious and a lot of time carrying things that we have to learn how to give to God. We can worry about something all day. We can worry about something for a week, for a month, for however long we worry about stuff. And all that worrying is not going to do anything to change our circumstance. But putting our faith in him, putting our trust in him, casting our care upon him, letting him have room in our life, we'll do something that worrying can't. We can't add anything to a situation by getting ourselves all stressed out and being in a place where we forget that he's with us, amen? And that he loves us and that he has purpose for us and that in him we have strength, amen? "If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, if we get our life in order and we put God first, then things start coming into place. Doors will start opening for us. Things will start turning around for us. The Lord will start showing us pathways, amen? But we got to put God first. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you." And I want you to know something, that wherever you find yourself today, no matter what's unraveled for you, or no matter what you got going on, or no matter where you have found yourself at, this is a time for us to remember that we need to rest in him. You know, if we have found ourselves busy and if we have found ourselves taking everything on in our own power, you know, sometimes even when we're following the Lord, even when we're doing things that we're supposed to do, if we're not careful, even in ministry, even in things of God, if we're not careful, we'll start working in our own energy. I'll never forget one time I prayed and I sowed and I believed God for a promotion. And buddy, I got this big promotion and I was thanking God because he had to move in a certain way that I knew without a doubt that he helped me get there. Especially at my age and stuff like that, I was younger and the Lord had really moved and opened some doors for me. And I tell you what, I got going on that promotion and got going in that work that I had prayed and asked God about. And before I knew it, I was working on my own energy. And man, it started getting so stressful that I would get woke up at night. And I couldn't go back to sleep. And buddy, all I could do is get my word out and pray or pray in the spirit and try to go back to sleep. But even when I was doing that, I wasn't really relating to the fact of what God was trying to move on me and remind me that, Philip, you didn't put yourself in this position. And I'll never forget that it was on Regina and I's anniversary. I was driving in the work, and suddenly the Lord reminded me that in my own self, I can do nothing. And I went, oh, you know what, God? I got working in this job, and I forgot that you put me here. I haven't been praying about this thing. I haven't been putting you into it. I've just been using my own power and my own strength. And I tell you what, those guys at work thought I was crazy because I'd come in early and I started walking down them aisles, buddy, and I'd be praying, hallelujah, and I'd be smiling and I'd be happy in the Lord. And they started even saying to me, what's going on with you that you're happy at 5 o'clock in the morning? Praise Jesus. Because I'm not by myself, amen? I'm not resting in myself. I'm not trying to do it on my own power. Sometimes even when God promotes us and gives us something, if we're not careful, we'll be working in our own energy. And we need to remember that every aspect of life needs the humility of resting in God. Every aspect of life needs us to be reminded of this scripture here where he's saying, hey, take no thought. Now, that don't mean that we don't watch our money and that we don't pay our bills and that we don't make budgets and that we don't use good common sense. That's not what that means. But it means that while we're doing all those things, rest in the fact that the Lord is bigger than who you are. And that you're able to do what you're doing because God is helping you, amen? And that you know that you're not living this life on your own and in your own strength, but you are actually putting God first and you're resting in him and you're trusting in him, and that's why you can relax and cast your care upon him and know that he's with us in every aspect of life. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I love this scripture here that we see next after the one where he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. He says this to us, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, if we're not careful, sometimes we think it's hard to read the Bible. We think it's hard. And let me tell you something. This life called Christianity isn't easy if you're doing it, if you're trying to do it on your own power. Amen? But if you get a hold of scriptures like this, I'll never forget how this relieved my spirit when I was young in the Lord because I went, wow, it's God's desire to show me his kingdom. It's God's desire to give me his wisdom. He says it gives him pleasure, joy, peace. All those good things is in God's heart when he's working with me to show me his kingdom. Fear not, for it's God's good pleasure to reveal his kingdom to you. I remember I grew up in a certain denomination and they would say, oh, God is a mysterious God. He works in mysterious ways. But they forgot to tell you that there's another scripture there that says in 1 John 2:20, you have an unction from the Holy One who reveals to you all things. He does work in mysterious ways. I don't know how he does the miracles that he does, and I don't know how he does the miraculous that he does, but I do know this, that he will lead us, he will guide us, he will bless us, and he will touch our life. I don't know all the ways that he does what he does, but I also want you to know something about the Lord. He is not so mysterious that you can't know him. Know his motive towards you. Know his desires that he has for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to work with us, and he wants us to know that he's here to reveal to us the things of the kingdom of God. I'm going to go here to the book of John. And I really want to read this to us because it just speaks of how God provides and takes care of and just wants you to just know that he's with you. Amen? And so in John chapter 6, I'm going to read in John chapter 6, and I'm going to start in verse 1, and I'm going to read a good bit of this. And it says that after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? It's so amazing to me because without fail, oftentimes in our life, we believe we have so little. We believe we don't have enough. And if we handle it by our own ability and our own power, it isn't enough. But if we open up our hearts and let God move and work on our behalf, then we're going to find out that it's more than enough. Amen? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And I guarantee you that there weren't just men there. There was women and children, praise God. So that number was way more than just 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as many as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, you know, I always think about this too, because you've seen church people eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they were filled, my goodness, praise God. There was a lot of food that was taken in during this time. But I love these stories in the Bible because they open up our minds. And we need that nowadays. Because if we're not careful with everything we have going on, it will minimize the miraculous, it'll minimize the supernatural ability of God, and it'll get you thinking so much in the realm of the intellect that we forget to leave room for faith. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as many as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. You know, if we will really allow God the room to work in our behalf the way he wants to work in our behalf, he will take our situations and he will turn them out in such great ways that they'll even be beyond what we thought. I mean, they went from the disciples saying, Lord, there's not a place around here where we could get enough bread to even give these people a bite, to feeding all these people and then having something left over because God was involved. We need to make sure that as the people of the Lord, that we keep our heart open to know that God can help us. You know, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 there, and it says that we have to bring every thought into captivity into the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? So again, we have to make sure that we don't let vain imaginations and things just take us on a ride away from God. We've got to make sure that when our thoughts run wild, that we're asking the Lord, Lord, help in Jesus' name, reel me in here. Lord, don't let my mind take me away from what you have for us. Amen? Don't let me get out there to where I don't know what I'm doing. I want you to know that you are strong in the Lord. Amen? I want you to know that as we are in the Lord and as we grow with him, that the Lord gives us the power to grow up and to be strong, right? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 11, it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And you know, the Bible says that when we start this thing called faith, that we're like newborn babes and we desire the sincere milk of the word. But the Bible also says that eventually we have to get where we can handle the strong meat of the word. And so we have to be people that grow in the Lord and grow in what he has for us and make room for him to do what he wants to do in our life. Remember, the Bible says that patience will work things out in us. Amen? And here's a very popular scripture here that I want to just bring up and kind of finish off today with, and I'm going to go to Jeremiah chapter 29, praise God, in verse 11, and this is a popular scripture, and I just want to see what it says here for us, and it says this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I want to remind us that the Lord has outcomes for us. He sees things about our life and he wants us to be at peace and he wants us to be able to know that he will touch us and that he will bring us to places of outcomes that are good. Amen? And it says here that I will give you an expected end. And then it says, then shall you call upon me and you shall go and pray unto me and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. Hallelujah. We've got to be reminded again and again that in this thing called faith and in this thing called life, that we put our full trust in God. That we trust him with our whole heart. You know, we shouldn't be on the fence with the Lord. You know, we shouldn't have a backup plan. Amen? We shouldn't have a backup plan that says, okay, well, I'm going to try it God's way for this long, or I'm going to try for the next month or two here, and I'm going to pray and see, and, you know, if things don't work out, then who knows? No, we can't be like that. We have to be all in. And we have to seek Him with our whole heart, and we have to believe His word, and we have to make adjustments in life that says, God, I'm going to follow You no matter what. Even when it's uncomfortable, I'm going to follow You. Even when it's not popular, I'm going to follow You. You know what? Even when I don't see everything going as fast as I thought, even when I don't see things happening the way I thought, even when I don't feel as comfortable as I thought I was going to feel, and even when things aren't going 100% my way, the way I thought that they would and the way that I want them to go, no matter what is going on, I'm going to seek You with my whole heart. In other words, I'm not going to walk away from my faith, and I'm not going to walk away from what I believe. Amen. I'm going to stand strong in the Lord. And I'm going to stand strong in Him because He says it's possible. Amen? So we just want to make sure that our hearts are open, that our spirits are open, and that we understand that we are strong in Him. Doesn't mean that we're not challenged. Doesn't mean that life doesn't bring struggles and hardships our way and difficult things for us to deal with. It just means that we're strong because we stick with Him and we stick to the things of God through no matter what situation we're facing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we just lift You up and we exalt You tonight, Father. And Lord, I thank You that You're touching our lives, God. And Father, that during this time in which we live, Father, Lord, when the world is turning so many different ways and when there's so many voices out there, Father, I thank God that we can rest in You and we can trust in Your voice. Amen? And I thank God, Father, that we can put You first. And when we put You first and we first search first the kingdom of God, all things will work out, and all things, God, will be added unto us, Father. Lord, I thank You that You treasure us above the sparrows. You treasure us above so many things, Father, and we are important to You. And Lord, Your hand is on our life, and You're helping us every day, Father. And Lord, You help us be strong. You're the one who said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And God, we trust in You and we rest in You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now we have some prayer requests here. And Mimi is asking for prayer for Justin. Hallelujah. She needs help with her pregnancy. And we're just going to put her before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, You are the God that can do the miraculous, Father. You are the Lord that when we trust in You, You move on our behalf. Now, God, we ask You to touch this young lady in this pregnancy, Father God. And Lord, put Your hand upon her and this baby, Father God. And Lord, we pray that this baby would go to full term, God, and that, Father, You would deliver a healthy, strong baby to this family, Father God. And Lord, we just thank You for it, and we put this in Your hands, Father, and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we put Harold before You right now, God. And Father, he's in a battle for his life, Father God. And Lord, we thank You for touching him, Father God, and having Your hand upon him, Father God. And we ask You for grace and strength upon him and his family during this time, Father. And Lord, we just ask You to release healing into him, Father God. And Lord, just do what only You can do, Father God. And Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to move on his behalf, Father. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. And God, just strengthen him and his family, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we put Mary before You, Father God, And Lord, as she goes in for these testing that she's going to face, Father God, Lord, we thank you that you will just open things up, Father God. You'll reveal, Father God, what issues are there, God. And Lord, you'll help those doctors know what to do, Father God. And we ask you for healing upon Mary, Father God. And Lord, no matter what procedures or processes that she goes through, Father God, we're asking your hand to be upon her in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And God, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. I thank you for being here tonight. Amen. And I thank you for being people of faith. Hallelujah. And I thank you for just putting God first and trusting in him. Amen. And just being the generation of people who God has chosen to lead at this time. Amen. Every generation needs people that will use their faith and show their example of their love for the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Hallelujah.